Hey everyone, it's Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little help from some ancient wisdom. You know how sometimes you just feel like, bam, anger explodes out of nowhere, like a volcano erupting in your chest. Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into the world of Stoicism and exploring some seriously powerful strategies to manage those fiery emotions. Think of this episode as your emotional toolbox, packed with practical tools to handle anger and other intense emotions like a champ. We'll talk about how to recognize your triggers, reframe negative thoughts, and cultivate that inner calm even when life throws you curveballs. Trust me, these Stoic strategies are not just for philosophers in togas, they work for us everyday folks too. Ready to ditch the anger meltdowns and become a master of emotional resilience? Let's get started with 5 key takeaways that will change the game. 1. Know thyself. This sounds cliche, but it's seriously profound. Stoicism emphasizes self-awareness like crazy. To manage anger effectively, you gotta understand your personal triggers, what sets you off, what makes your fuse short. Is it traffic jams, rude people, or feeling overwhelmed? Once you know your enemy echo those pesky triggers, you can start developing strategies to disarm them. 2. It's not about control, it's about perspective. Listen. Life is full of things we can't control, other people's actions, traffic lights, the weather. Trying to control everything just leads to frustration and anger. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control: our own thoughts, our reactions, our choices. 3. Reframe your thoughts. Ever catch yourself spiraling into a negative thought loop? This is so unfair, I'm going to be late. That person is deliberately trying to annoy me. Stoicism encourages us to challenge those unhelpful thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? Is there another way to look at the situation? 4. The power of pause. Before reacting impulsively, take a deep breath and pause. Think of it like hitting the pause button on your emotional response. This little space can make a huge difference. You'll be surprised how often that pause allows you to respond calmly instead of reacting with anger. 5. Practice virtue. Stoicism emphasizes living a virtuous life, being kind, just, courageous, and wise. When you strive to act virtuously, it helps to reduce anger and cultivate inner peace. Think of it like this. Every time you choose kindness over anger, you're building emotional strength and resilience. Let me tell you a story about this real-world example. Picture this. You're stuck in rush hour traffic, cars crawling along like snails. Suddenly, someone cuts you off, honking their horn like they own the road. Your blood pressure starts to rise. You feel that familiar heat creeping up your neck. But instead of flipping them off, we've all been there. Remember what we just talked about. Take a deep breath, acknowledge that's frustrating but out of your control. Reframe the situation, maybe they're running late to an important appointment or dealing with something stressful. Choose kindness and let it go. You'll feel a sense of calm wash over you, and trust me, it's way more satisfying than getting worked up. So there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to manage anger effectively, inspired by the ancient wisdom of Stoicism. Remember, anger is a natural emotion, but it doesn't have to control you. By using these techniques, you can navigate those fiery moments with grace and resilience. This journey to emotional mastery isn't about becoming robots devoid of feelings, it's about being in charge of our emotions, not the other way around. It's about finding that inner calm and strength even when life throws its curveballs. Keep practicing these strategies, be kind to yourselves, and remember you are stronger than you think. Before you go, I want to hear from you. Have you tried any of these Stoic techniques before? What works for you? Share your thoughts in the comments below, and let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe and join me tomorrow for another dose of wisdom and inspiration. Until then, keep on shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.